Welcome back to Living on Earth. I'm Pippin Ross. Years ago this week, a Japanese express train took a deep dip under the sea, marking the opening of the world's longest underwater tunnel. Before the tunnel was built, ferry boats were the only option for people traveling between two of Japan's northern islands, Hokkaido and Honshu. But that meant passengers had to brave the notoriously treacherous waters of the Sugaru Strait. In 1954, a massive typhoon sank five ferries trying to cross the strait, claiming more than 1,100 lives. That tragedy prompted engineers to develop a safer underwater route. They drilled their way through volcanic rock and nine major fault lines with a long cone-shaped machine that laid down cement as it went along. Flooding was an occasional problem, and halfway through the project, an extensive flood took months to get under control. More than two decades later, the 33-mile tunnel was complete. In March 1988, the Seiken Rail Tunnel opened to the public. Nowadays, the airlines are the tunnel's major competitors, but at the height of its popularity, the underwater express shuttled 3 million people a year. So, in a campaign to keep its deep-sea travelers, the tunnel's railway owners have introduced a new enticement, karaoke. And for this week, that's the Living on Earth Almanac.